Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia women's seemingly inexorable march towards the sixth Women's World Cup title advance one step further as they comfortably beat Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in their penultimate Super 6 game. They made it 5 tournament wins out of 5 by dismissing the competition's surprise package for 131 and then racing for their target in just 22.2 overs. Rachel Haynes was unbeaten on 71 as they won by 9 wickets. Erin Osborne's earlier haul of 3 for 9 was her career best. In the other match, Anya Shrubsole and Danielle White both returned career best figures as England women trounced South Africa women. The pair combined to bowl South Africa out for just 77, Lydia Greenway and Aaron Brindle then ensuring that runs were knocked off in less than 10 overs. Shrubsole took all of the first 5 wickets to fall and put South Africa on the back foot, a position from which they never recovered. She ended with 5 for 17 from her 10 overs, with White chipping in with 3 for 7 from 9 balls. There were maiden international centuries from Adam Voges and Johnson Charles in the 5th and final one international between Australia and the West Indies. But it was Voges who emerged on the winning side as Australia secured the series whitewash. Australia caught in the loss of both opens to post 274 for 5 thanks to Voges' century and contributions from Phil Hughes, Sean Marsh, Brad Haddin and James Faulkner. The West Indies then also lost an early wicket, but Charles anchored their chase with his maiden ton. However, it wasn't enough, and they were all out for 257, with Clint Mackay and Mitchell Johnson taking 3 wickets apiece. India have named their test squad for the first 2 matches of the upcoming series against Australia. Selectors have responded to the side's poor recent form by dropping struggling opener Gautam Gambhir and replacing him with Shikhar Dhawan. Also excluded from the squad that played against England in the final test in Nagpur are Piyush Chawla and Pravinder Awana. Harbhajan Singh has again been recalled and replaces Chawla as the third spinning option, while Bhuvneshwar Kumar is rewarded for his impressive one-day form with a maiden test call-up. The Pakistanis predictably had the better of an emerging Cape Cobras side on the opening day of their warm-up match in a Thursday's second test against South Africa. Mohammed Irfan and Rahat Ali did the early damage, taking 6 wickets between them, before Abdur Rahman was rewarded for an encouraging spell by taking a couple of wickets towards the end of the innings. The young Cobras side were all out for 156, with the Pakistanis reaching stumps in reply on 127 for 4. Yunis Khan and Azhar Ali again failed, but Misbah-ul-Haq ended on 44 not out.